Hey, welcome to Real Talk for Real People with Coach Rodney Young. This episode is sponsored by the Virtuous Lens Photography. Now, are you ready? Are you really ready for Real Talk? Well, here's your host, Coach Young.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Yeah. Okay. See ya. A lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yo, who the real king?
Yo, this is your friendly neighborhood coach coming at you. Real Talk for Real People is back and live and on the air.
And it don't matter what your answer. My king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player. All about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah, bro. Anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later.
Yo, how do you catch Coach Young? You can go to Twitter and go Rodney Young 34. Or you can go Facebook, Coach Young Got 34. My Instagram is Coach Young Got 34. My website is RodneyYoungORG.wordpress.com. My YouTube channel is Coach Young, and you can call me at 623-226-5635. Oh man, it's been a minute since I've been on here, but I'm back. I'm back with new content, new subjects, new thought process. So I want y'all to get ready, because today we're going to talk about some stuff. Today we're going to really get into some things. But before I do that, you know, it seems like every episode that I have come on, I have to do a dedication, because someone that I've known or someone that I'm close to has passed. And it's going to continue. I want to dedicate this Real Talk for Real People to Miss Lisa Palacio. Miss Lisa Palacio went home to be with the Lord. This COVID got to her, and she passed. As I'm recording, it's probably been about 2 weeks now. And so I've worked with her for close to 12 years. She was a sweetheart of an individual. She would give the shirt off her back for you. And my heart goes out to her three children, her family. And I want to dedicate this Real Talk for Real People to the family of Miss Lisa Palacio. She had a smile that would just illuminate a room. She was so kind. And to see that this disease, this virus, took a very, very young life. She was 42 years old. And so I want to dedicate this Real Talk for Real People, to Miss Lisa Palacio. Wow. I don't know where to start, guys. It's been a minute. It's been taxing seeing what has been going on in this world. It has been taxing to see what has been going on in America. It has been taxing to see what has just been going on. And I know my last episode was called What's Going On. And it still works in that vein. But this episode is going to be called Wake Up. It's time to wake up. Had a conversation with my oldest son, Junior, and I told him, I said, you know, I really want to do the Real Talk for Real People, but I don't want to just be rushing things, and I need to format, and I need to write things down. And he said to me, he said, Dad, just share your heart. Just be you. And people are going to understand just you being yourself. And so he was like, you don't need formats. You don't need to write things down. He said, just come from the dome, basically. Just come from the top of your head and let people see what you're thinking. So thank you, Junior, for sharing your heart with me and knowing that me being the real talk individual that I am, that sometimes you just got to shoot from the hip. Sometimes you just got to go at it with no script, no anything. And so this is what I'm going to do. So if I bounce back and forth, fam, if I bounce back and forth, team, if I bounce back and forth, people, just understand that I'm coming from the head. I'm coming from the top of my head. I'm coming from my spirit and my soul. So I want you guys to follow with me. So where do I start? I start with what's going on right now in America. I know we've talked about the coronavirus, the corona scare, or however the pandemic, the plandemic, the pandemic, or whatever you want to call it. But there's so much more that's going on. You know, there is, you know, the senseless murder of Breonna Taylor that has not been solved yet, even though we know that she was murdered by the police department in her own home on a no-knock warrant. We still haven't heard any resolution from the murder of George Floyd. Okay, we still haven't gotten a solution or resolution for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. There's so many different places that I can go. And so I just want to put those things out there. But when I use the term wake up, I'm using it because we are asleep as a people. Real talk. We're asleep because while all of these things are going on, while there's a trying to be a racial divide here in America, there's so many different agendas that's taking place on the backside of what you see on the front side. See, you have to understand, people, that a lot of information that you receive, there's always something that's in the background that you're not paying attention to. And that's why I say, wake up. Okay? There are bills and laws that are being passed that's going to continue to oppress people, but we're so busy worried about these things that are going on and protesting and we're not seeing what's going on behind the scenes. I'm going to make this statement and I know people are not going to agree with it. And I really don't care because this is just real talk, but I want you to research for yourself. I am a supporter of the name Black Lives Matter. Hear what I'm saying. The supporter of the name Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives do matter. Okay, but I do not support the organizational structure of Black Lives Matter. I need you people. I need my fam. I need my team. I need people to research what the organizational structure means and the attack on the families from this organizational structure. When they talk about the nuclear family, they're talking about a husband and a wife and children. Okay, when you look at what's going on in the organizational structure, I want you to understand that I'm about the name Black Lives Matter, but I'm about celebrating Black lives. You will never see me wear a BLM shirt because of the organizational structure. Hear what I'm saying, real talk. The organizational structure. Look at the mission statement, fam. Look at the mission statement, team. Look at the mission statement, people, and understand that the families are under attack. So many times in society, even in the church, and I'll say this now, in the church, we embrace sin. Whether it's homosexuality, whether it's a lying spirit, whether it's adultery, we are embracing sin. And the Bible clearly talks about not embracing sin. So I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm just letting you know where I stand. Okay? So the thing is that there's so many things that are going on that we're not paying attention to. Okay? I am not for one party or the other. I am not for Democrats. I'm not for Republicans. I'm just telling you right now, I am for Jesus. And I want, and I'm not telling folks how to vote. That's not what I'm here to do. Because if you ask Coach Young, both parties are evil. And when I hear a person say, well, I'll pick the lesser of the two evils, I say to you this, would you rather be stabbed or would you rather be shot? Either way, you're going to bleed. And eventually, if you don't get help, you're going to die. Real talk. So let's just continue. I'm really, really want to get into this. Breonna Taylor was killed in a no-knock warrant. She was shot in her bed. Her murderers have not been brought to justice. But I want to explain to you why. But before I do that, here's what's the killing part for me. Everyone is saying justice for Breonna, justice for Breonna, justice for Breonna. All these so-called famous people are saying justice for Breonna, but no one has gone and stood in front of the courthouse or stood in front of the police department, not asking, but demanding for justice. But you can get on a television screen and you can wear a shirt and you can say justice for Breonna Taylor. But those people of quote unquote influence won't take that step forward and say, we're not going anywhere until we hear why Breonna Taylor has her killers, those members of the police, have not been brought to justice. There have been individuals that sat on the lawn of the district attorney and they were arrested because they were protesting the murder of Breonna Taylor. Now, I have my understanding of why Breonna Taylor was murdered. If you really research in her neighborhood, from my research, they were trying to get rid of the quote unquote criminal element in her neighborhood. So they were storming various drug homes, various houses to remove the quote unquote, as my mother would say, riffraff that was in that neighborhood. Research for yourself, real talk. And tell me if I'm wrong. George Floyd was murdered in front of many onlookers. Let me ask y'all a question. Did you see any of the police officers taken into custody? Did you see that on the mainstream media, the MSM? No, you haven't. Have you heard anything about it? Unless you follow Steven Jackson on Instagram, you don't hear anything about the murder of George Floyd. Yeah, they brought out the videotape. All of a sudden, the body cam came out. Wake up, people. Wake up. There is a racial divide that is trying to be caused here in America. Wake up. Why would all of a sudden this body cam come out? Now, I know everybody's probably saying, Coach, man, you're going on a tangent. You're going on a tirade because I've sat back and I've watched this too long, fam. I've watched it too long. And so I have to speak on it. That is who I am. I have to speak on things that are wrong. I have to speak on injustices that take place. And I want to educate everybody on what's going on. That's why the title is called Wake Up. It's time to wake up. Ahmaud Arbery's killers are in prison, but you've heard nothing about it. Why? Because we're asleep. We're too busy worried about the NBA. We're too busy worried about Major League Baseball. We're too busy worried about sports getting ready to take place back here in America, where the corona virus is taking place. And we ain't woke up about that. So for those that think that I'm a conspiracy theorist, that's going to come to me and say, you know, coach, what you're saying is inaccurate. Study for yourself. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Find out for yourself. Okay? We're too busy worried about organized sports coming back. And although I'm pro sports, don't get me wrong. My sons play football. My youngest son plays basketball. I want them to have a season. It's a psychological thing. I want them to be able to participate in organized sports. I want children across this country to participate in organized sports. And I know some will come to me, well, the coronavirus. How are you going to put people out there with the coronavirus? If you really studied and understood what the coronavirus is, you would know that, yes, it is serious. But it's not as serious as any other disease or disorder or dysfunction that is going on in America. I'm not saying ignore it, but I'm also saying don't allow it to paralyze you. Don't allow it to paralyze you. I want to say this. Governor Newsom in California is the craziest dude I've ever heard in my life. You're going to tell people in houses of worship that you cannot worship for the spread of coronavirus. You're mad. Something's wrong with you. And those that subscribe to that fear-mongering, something is wrong with you. Real talk. If you are a true follower of Christ, if you are a true believer, then you realize that as long as you follow God, nothing will happen to you. I'm hearing so many people, well, this person got corona, this person got corona, this person got corona. 5,000 people got corona. Tell me how many people have survived. The death rate is still less than 1%. Real talk. People, stop letting the mainstream media scare you into what they want you to do. This mask thing, I do it because Romans 13 talks about following the law of the land. Do I want to do it? No. And I'm sure people can come on and talk to me about, well, the mask are protecting other people. No, it's not. No, it's not. The mask has been given to see, will you submit? That's real talk. That's me. And let me say this. I said before that I know that once this episode gets out that I may lose followers. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But as long as I speak the truth, I'm fine with whatever takes place after that. Okay, so I want people to truly understand we need to wake up. There's an old adage, you say, wake up and smell the coffee burning. If it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, look like a duck, it's a duck. And sometimes we as a people, we see the duck, we know it's a duck, it quacks like a duck. But then we call it an eagle because someone else said, no, that's an eagle. No, it's a duck. And you can't tell me anything different. Real talk. Okay. So I'm doing this real talk. And like I said, I know this will probably be looked at differently because, yes, I am a person of positivity, but I want people to understand that we have to stop allowing things to take place behind our backs and we're not paying attention to it. Let me say this, especially with this scaredemic, plandemic, pandemic. Can somebody explain to me why an individual a multi-billionaire, but has no medical background whatsoever, can talk about healthcare policies with anyone. And I'm talking about Bill Gates. Somebody explain that to me. Real talk, Sila. I'll let that sit there. But I want all of you to understand and research behind the scenes. I've posted on my Facebook several times this man saying that he's trying to depopulate the nation, the world. He is not allowed back in Africa because his vaccines have killed hundreds of men, women, and children. If you just study what's going on with vaccines and the ingredients, most doctors can't even tell you what's inside of a vaccine. Real talk. I've told you, this is not going to be a subject that I won't touch. Because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. These are things that we need to talk about. That's why I said we're going to start having uncomfortable conversations. Because we need to. Because an uncomfortable conversation will create change. Understand that. An uncomfortable conversation will create change. So just look at what you see, what's going on. They're trying to send kids back to school. They're sending teachers back to school. They're being frightened about, well, coronavirus. But you're not scared about the flu? The flu is just as worse as COVID-19. You don't believe that you could die from influenza? Real talk. But see, before COVID came out, you wasn't scared of the flu. You knew you can deal with it. Just like you know you can deal with this. Why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that so many doctors and physicians have come out with alternative means to cure this virus, but have been suppressed by the mainstream media? Told that they quacks, that it doesn't work. Listen, I know this episode is a little bit different than some of my previous episodes. And like I said, I know that some folks may not agree with what I'm saying, but I want you to research for yourself. Like I said, I'm not going to teach or preach hatred. I'm going to teach and preach truth. I'm not going to embrace your sin. I'm going to love on you until your sin dissipates. I'm going to give you the word of God. There is an outright attack on the word of God. There is an outright attack on the men and women of God in this country. There's an outright attack on the Bible specifically. And I'm going to be that soldier that's going to stand on the word of God. For Christ I live and for Christ I will die. Real talk. I want people to understand, and I'm serious about this thing. I will love on you. But I'm not going to love you to hell. Real talk. I'm not going to love you to hell. So I go back to, no, I'm not going to embrace your sin. I acknowledge it. We all fall short of the glory of God. Each and every one of us falls short of the glory of God. Me, you, and everyone else. But the key is, are you even trying? Are you continuing to push and press and persevere? Or are you sitting there and allowing the things that you see in front of you dictate how you move in life? We are to walk by faith and not by sight. I need people to understand. Walking by faith means things could be tearing down in front of you. You still have to stay focused on what God has for you. You still have to stay focused on the road that God is taking you to. You still have to focus on even the storm that you're going through. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, family, your opponent, your adversary, the devil, is trying to distract you, deter you, dismay you. get you disheveled. Get you to not focus on the supernatural things, but focus on the natural things. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and see that the enemy is showing his hand. It's time to wake up and understand that God is a God that's never left you nor forsaken you. That you are more than a conqueror. That your heavenly Father is bigger than a coronavirus. Is bigger than the hatred that takes place, that's taking place here in America. It's time to come back home and lean on our Father. It's time to repent and ask for forgiveness for your sins, for your transgressions. And here is the most exciting thing, family, is when you ask for forgiveness, he will give it to you. So if you don't understand one thing I've said to you today, understand that it's time to get up. It's time to stand up. It's time to man and woman up. But ultimately, it's time to wake up. Man, time flies when you're having fun. My time is up, guys, but I thank you for joining me for Real Talk for Real People, and I pray that the information that you receive today be on soft soil, and I pray that your week be successful and prosperous in Jesus' name. Join me next week for another intriguing episode of Real Talk for Real People, and until then, remember, whenever you talk to someone, make sure to keep it real. I'll see you next week.